Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, respected elders and community members, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ordinarily in the month of Ramadan, we hear our shuyukh, our scholars, our imams reminding us of the virtues, the beauty and the blessings of Ramadan. But I thought it's better for me to share with you the khutbah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, within which he himself shared with the Sahaba ikram what the month of Ramadan entails, what it has, and the beauty and the majesty of Ramadan. So Ibn Khuzaymah, who is a great Shafi'i muhaddis, a scholar, he reported on the authority of Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah on the last day of Sha'ban, in which he said, "O people, you are about to enter the shadow of a great and blessed month. A night therein is better than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fasting during this month an obligation and encouraged people to perform extra prayers during its nights. Seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a good deed would be considered like performing an obligatory act of worship. In turn, performance of an obligatory act of worship during this month would be rewarded 70 times more than during any other month. It is the month of patience and the month of reward and also Jannah. It is the month of comforting others and the month during which the believers will enjoy abundant amount of barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam carried on to say these four things which we should really focus upon. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, "Make sure you frequently do four things, two of which will please your Rabb, your Lord, and the other two are indispensable for your salvation in the hereafter." So the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us four very important things to do in the month of Ramadan. Two which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and two which are indispensable for our salvation in the hereafter. Prophet ﷺ mentions, "As for the two things that will please your Lord, they are testifying to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking repentance." So saying La ilaha illallah, repeating that again and again, doing that word again and again throughout your days and nights. And doing istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli zambin wa atubu ilayh, O astaghfirullah al-azim. Doing this, proclaiming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will please Allah azza wa jal. And the other two things which are indispensable for our salvation are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of hell. So asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own language, native language, Urdu, Punjabi, Swahili, whatever language you speak, saying Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika min an-nar. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah and we seek your protection from the fire of hell. So we should look towards the month of Ramadan as it is a great and blessed and sacred month given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should perform extra prayers during its night and also during the day and seek the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing obligatory acts as well as optional acts as well, and know that there is a huge reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate reward for our patience will be Jannah. And these four things that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us of saying La ilaha illallah abundantly and doing astaghfirullah and asking for Jannah and seeking the protection from the fire of hell are four things that we should really focus on during the blessed and sacred month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to achieve these particular things. Jazakumullahu.